The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 16. Then the Pharisees and Sadducees came, and testing him, asked him to show them a sign from heaven. But he answered and said to them, When it is evening, you say, It will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be bad weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. You know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but you can't discern the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation anxiously seeks to see a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah. And he left them, and went away. And the disciples came to the other side, but forgot to bring bread. And Jesus said to them, Be on your guard, and beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees. So they reasoned among themselves, saying, We didn't bring any bread. And Jesus, perceiving it, said, O you of little faith, why do you reason among yourselves because you don't have bread? Don't you understand yet? Or don't you remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets you gathered up? Neither do you remember the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets you gathered up? How is it that you do not understand that I did not speak to you concerning bread? But beware of the yeast, that is, the corrupting elements, of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of the yeast of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Now when Jesus came to the regions of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Who do men say that the Son of Man is? And they said, Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, You are the Anointed One, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, You are blessed, Simon Bar-Jonah, that is, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in the heavens. And I also say to you, that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my gathering of the called out ones, and the gates of Hades will not succeed in resisting it. Begin Dyer Commentary. The rock upon which the church is built is not the person Peter, but upon the faith in Jesus the Anointed One, which he exhibited. End Dyer Commentary. I will give you the keys of the kingdom which comes from the heavens, and whatever binding agreements you make on earth will be bound in the heavens, and whatever binding agreements you reverse on earth will be loosed in the heavens. Then he warned the disciples that they should tell no one that he was the Anointed One. From that time, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and scribes, be killed, and the third day be raised up. So Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, May God be merciful to you, Lord. This will never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for your mind is not attuned to the things of God, but to the things of men. Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wants to come after me, let him totally reject himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to preserve his soul life will have it utterly destroyed, and whoever will lose his soul life for my sake will find himself, that is, discover in God who he was created to be. For how will a man be benefited if he gains the whole world and loses his soul life? Or what could a man give in exchange for his soul life? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will recompense every man according to his actions. Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who under no circumstances will taste death until they understand the reality of the Son of Man appearing in his kingdom. This is the end of Matthew chapter 16.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.